This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Steve Alstrom sitting in for Scott today. Scotty will be back in the chair tomorrow. Got a busy 10 o'clock hour here. Todd Bensman is in the on-deck circle right now, and we'll be talking with him in a minute. He is with Center for Immigration Studies, talking about what's happening at the southern border. 10:20 today, we're going to play a little game with Jay Thomas and Kevin Flynn and myself called Truth or Trash. I'm going to give the boys five statements. They're going to tell me if it's truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Or if this is trash.
Oh, I love trash.
So we're going to do that coming up at 10:20
today. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, and before we finish up, Corey Heppola, who's VP of Communications, Growth, and Strategy at the Brookshire Company, is going to be in telling us he's a Perham native, made it big in national media, sports media, Twin Cities, and he is now leading an effort to team up rural communities with businesses that are looking to grow. Corey and I have known each other for forever and excited to have him coming up from the Twin Cities today to tell us a little bit about this initiative. But that being said, let's go right to the phone line. Todd Bensman with the Center for Immigration Studies. And this is a Texas-based organization, and he is the author of the new book, Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. And he's been kind enough to join us here. Todd, good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking the time. Things are busy in your world because there's a lot to talk about. For those that don't follow it day to day, give us just your best maybe minute overview of what's happening at the southern border right now.
Sure. Well, the narrative that most people probably hear is that the numbers are way down, 70%. Everything's under control. This is kind of coming out of the Biden administration messaging being repeated over and over by the regular news media. The problem is that none of it's true. Mass migration, this particular mass migration is continuing just like always. It is not down. It's just simply being rechanneled into less visible avenues. And those in three primary ways. One is that there's this new scheme where they're handing out tens of thousands of crossing permits a month to illegal immigrants or people that were intending to cross illegally, and then rerouting them through the ports of entry over the bridges through established ports of entry so they get counted in a different way. But they get in just the same. They're still coming into every American city in the same numbers. That's called CBP One. It's an online kind of a cell phone app. You apply for it. They've vastly expanded that thing in the last month. So probably about 5,700 a day are coming in through that way who would have been counted as illegals coming in through the brush. That said, there are still lots of illegals coming in through the brush. Family units, unaccompanied minors, people from Sudan, Egypt, countries that are China, that are recalcitrant, and we can't deport them even if we wanted to, so we let all them in too. And then lastly, we are in the midst of an outbreak of what we call in the business runners and gotaways. Huge spike going on in the number of people that are running and trying to evade border control. So the numbers are still up near 200,000 a month, the greatest numbers we've ever seen in this country, into the third year of those kind of numbers, 180,000, 200,000 a month coming through.
Todd, what is your best guess as to how many people, since the Biden administration began, are in this country and we don't know about them. They're here illegally. They snuck in, went through the brush or whatever. Do we have any idea what that number looks like?
1.7 million gotaways. Those are the people I think you're talking about. Those are the highest numbers in the nation's history by far. We probably have seen on the order of 60 to 80,000 a month of those people who just got through. We saw their footprints in the sand or caught a drone image of them and nobody actually got caught. And then in addition to the 1.7 million gotaways, we've deliberately let in people who have illegally crossed to the tune of about 4 million, a little bit under 4 million have been allowed in to stay, and a great many of them on a kind of a pinky finger handshake that they would voluntarily turn themselves in at some point to ICE. But huge numbers of them we know never turn themselves in. They just disappear. And so we don't know anything about them either.
What is the impact to the counties, the cities, the municipalities, the territories along the border where the people are, as you mentioned, I think we hear a lot, oh, everybody, now they're coming through the entry point, so at least we know about them, and you're telling them that's absolutely not happening. But what's the impact to the farms, the ranches, those towns that are in the path of people coming in illegally? I've got to imagine that you have all kinds of collateral damage, I guess, to property and to people, animals, all kinds of things, yes?
Well, for one thing, just probably every rancher in the borderlands is gunned up, armed to the teeth, because they've never had this kind of incursion activity on their properties before, and they're scared. I've never met a rancher in the last 2.5 years who didn't sleep with a gun at their pillow, or walk around their ranch or go anywhere without a weapon. In addition to that, every town along the border is the scene of daily, weekly, monthly crazy car chases all over the place as smugglers are hauling their human loads through, and they get pulled over or whatever. The cop flashes the lights, and just crazy crashes, flipovers, gunfights, bailouts where, helicopters have to come out and dogs for these big all-day-long searches and all-night-long searches, brush crews of cops, Texas State Police. I mean, it's just utter pandemonium. It's nonstop crazy down on the borderlands. But I would point out that this is not about the borderlands. Most of the immigrants that are crossing illegally, the millions and millions of people that have crossed in and been allowed to stay, are pouring into the interior cities all across the country, up and down, north to south on both coasts, every city, and every city in the heartland. Ohio, Illinois, every state in the country is filled with hundreds of thousands of unskilled, low education, uninsured, dependent families coming over that border. And that is being felt, and you can see it at city council meetings, angry, furious people showing up at their mayor's office and their council and assembly meetings about all the money that is going to have to be raised to house them and where to put them and how to take care of them. That is now spreading across the country. You don't have to look very far to see municipal level constituents furious across the nation over this and the cost of it.
Todd, we only have about a minute left with you here today. What else do we need to know? What is something else that we should be hearing about and thinking about that maybe we don't know about this situation down at the southern border?
Well, the main thing is, you cannot believe the narratives that are being offered by the administration that somehow it's under control. that everything is well. It is not well. The same number of people at the highest levels in American history are pouring over that border, and huge numbers are on their way. I'm not talking about just at our border, but at the border of Panama, Colombia. They're coming from the entire world, 160 different countries at least. Every country on the continent of Africa, Chinese coming, at least 10,000 have already entered since just October. We have people from every nation of the Middle East. This is a national security issue of the highest order that is, I think, being brushed under the rug. The numbers are stupendous. They're huge. And this thing is not over by a long shot, whatever they're telling you out of Washington.
Well, it's interesting to hear. Thank you for the details. And if you're someone listening, you're maybe a little skeptical, thinking Todd is overblowing it, just say this to yourself. If a tenth of what he says is true, do you think there's a problem? And the answer is yes. Todd, thank you so much for the information. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Truth or Trash with Jay Thomas and Kevin Flynn next.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman Counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botineau County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger Counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, you'll need some lunch here fairly soon, that time of day. Maybe you've been up at it doing some farm work and you're looking for second meal of the day, get that too. Third meal of the day, whatever you have, they've got something for you. PetroServe USA, West Main Avenue today. Meatloaf for Sloppy Joe's at 205 NP Avenue. Swedish Meatballs. Glendon's got the pulled pork sandwiches. They're so good. Ulan has got the tacos. 45th Street. store in Fargo's got the meatball subs. Chef's Choice today in Valley City, Harwood, and 12th Avenue. That's PetroServe USA helping America fuel better. All right, I've got a couple of buddies here with me for this next segment. Kevin Flynn, co-host of the program, as you well know, and then my good friend Jay Thomas, host of the Jay Thomas Show, is here as well with me. Jay, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Don't know why I'm in here. I'm going to find out.
No, you don't. Yep. Okay, so Scotty said, sit in for me for a couple days and don't make it boring. Like, don't screw it up. It's kind of what Scotty said.
That's what I tell my guest host, too.
Yes. I don't know if I've screwed it up or not, but we're having fun anyway. So I said, okay, well, if you tell me have fun, we're going to have a little fun. So here's what we're going to do. This little game I call Truth or Trash, and this might be, if you remember the old McLaughlin group from public TV days 100 years ago, where the host would ask a
John
question.
John McLaughlin?
John McLaughlin,
Oh, yeah.
And everybody in the room would go around and give their answer to the question if it was true or false. And he
kind of like Mark
wrong.
Levin before Levin.
Yeah, kind of was, yeah. So I've got five statements I want to ask you guys, and you're going to tell me if this is truth or trash. And then I'm going to tell you what the right answer is. And if you guys got it right, I'm going to say the answer is truth.
Can't handle the truth.
Yes, and if the answer is trash, then you're going to get Oscar the Grouch there. Okay, so here's question number one. California Governor Gavin Newsom said he would agree to a debate with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. As you know, those two are at each other's throats about shipping migrants all over. And he would do that on Fox News in a debate hosted by Sean Hannity. Newsom said, I'm all in. Count on it. He said, I would do, Hannity said, you would do a two-hour debate with Ron DeSantis? And Newsom said, make it three. One day's notice, no notes. I look forward to that. Okay, so here's the question for you, gentlemen. Truth or trash? DeSantis should accept the challenge and do it.
He should do it.
He should do it. Why?
Because those two are at each other, and I watched Newsom last night on Hannity, and Newsom just cannot stand DeSantis and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And I think if DeSantis doesn't do it, it doesn't help him because it looks like he's hiding and he can't, you know, take on a battle with one of his opponents. So I think he should do it.
All right, Kev, how about you?
Why would he do it if Newsom's not running for president? I wouldn't debate him unless he gets in the fight. Other than that, now get out of my way. I'm running for president.
Newsom's running.
I think he might. He's running. He just doesn't know if anybody will take him.
When he does, then yeah, they should debate. But right now, why would DeSantis waste his time?
You're saying no?
No.
All right. Well, this statement is absolutely true.
You can't handle the truth.
He absolutely should do that. My first thought was like yours, Kevin. Okay, what does he have to gain on this thing if he does it? But DeSantis is behind Trump significantly right now. He needs something to catch a little fire within the Republican base. He can go toe-to-toe with Newsom. DeSantis is a smart guy. Yeah. I think he should do it, too. But, Kev, I understand what you're saying. He's not really a candidate, but I think this is a way for DeSantis to kind of get a little bit of buzz behind him. He needs something in that race because he's still, by all polling counts, down 25-30.
Yeah, I think
I just said no because Jay said yes.
Yeah. he's Kevin wants a debate between him and I. DeSantis is starting to lose his luster already, man. He's got to do something to pick it up. He really does.
All right, question number two. Republican voters want their candidates to talk about where they stand on the social issues. So Doug Burgum should let them get comfortable with his positions on these things and address his beliefs early in the primary campaign so people get to know him, which is so important for a candidate who's looking for a lane nationally. Truth or trash?
Truth.
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 Oh.
Definitely.
You got to cow to some of that.
Yeah, you do.
All right, well, here's my answer on this. I'm going to say that this is actually... I get what you're saying, guys, and I can see your point, but his three points of economy, energy, and national security, they are the ones that have the ability to score points. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a time for all of that, for people to get to know him on these social issues through the nomination process. But during the primary, I don't think he gains anything by talking about his personal views. And he's clearly showed he doesn't want to with the way he's answering these questions so far. I think there will be a time for that. But for right now, why give people something to latch onto that they don't like?
Well, as much as the social issues drive me nuts, and I'm more about the economy, the border, safety, and that, the world that we live in now,
people both on the left, the right, independents, they want that info too. And I think if he just sprinkles a little bit of it in there, but sticks to his current economy, border, those things, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, you've got to placate the middle a bit. That's the problem Trump has. He needs to get in there and, you know, I mean, I hate that, but it's part of the tactics of winning. I mean, you've got to win that middle, the mushy middle, they call it.
Yeah, I see where you guys are coming from. I do. All right, number three, Fargo Police Chief David Zabolski says the legislature voted down a measure in the recent session that would have allowed officers to use cameras to document driving violations in Fargo. The state legislature should fix this next session and allow city cameras to be considered acceptable evidence of a driving violation. Truth or trash?
That's not fully true. That's not what happened out there. What they wanted to do was right now, Fargo police have got to witness somebody's speed race.
They have to see it.
They have to see it. What they wanted to change was, hey, look, okay, this neighbor caught these people speeding, or this person here, we've got video of it. That's what they wanted to be able to use, and the legislator knocked that down. They wanted to be able to just go after the person who owned the car, because a lot of times they know the license plate. And then just go bang on the door and say, hey, this was your car. You've got this many hours. It tells who was driving it, or it's this $500 fine.
Okay, the question, though, do you think cameras should be able to be used as documentable evidence for traffic violations?
Yes.
I say yes, but not anybody's camera. I mean, they have cameras for speeders.
You can't handle the truth.
I'm with you guys. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Whatever it takes.
They got to do something about this. And it's
a
not all
closed circuit system, something.
It's not all street racing. A lot of times it's just guys, gals with loud exhaust, and it sounds like they're racing, but it is getting out of control in this town. It is bad.
All right. Cameras are used for everything these days. They can help law enforcement get accurate information. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Let's see. We only have about a minute left here. I'm going to rip through this quick. Today's news of the consumer price index rising 0.1% is expected to convince policymakers on the open market committee to skip a rate hike at its meeting this week. Should they do this or not? Should they raise rates another time or not to continue doing the work that their earlier rate hikes have done?
No, make it stop.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. So that one definitely Oscar the Grouch is safe. All right, one more here for you. I got to throw a little sports in. The Twins are only 15 games away from the midpoint of the season. They're 500 right now, 33-33. After a 10-4 start, they've gone 23-29, six games under 500. The Twins will finish the year 500 or worse. Truth or trash?
Truth.
Trash. I think they can hold. It depends if they stay healthy, but I'm going with trash.
I think it's trash, too. The pitching's been very good. There's a lot of depth in the starting rotation.
Yep.
The offense is too talented to continue to struggle this badly. They're like fifth from the bottom of the majors in batting average. Royce Lewis came back a month ago. He's given them a boost. They got a lot of young hitters that have some promise that are learning, and they've had some injured stars. I think this team's going to be better than 500, but not by much.
Same story we hear every year.
Yeah, that's
same
true.
Story.
Gentlemen, thanks for doing this.
All right,
this was fun. Appreciate you guys and your time. All right, when we come back, we're going to find out how rural communities, like the one I grew up in, and maybe you too, are teaming up with businesses looking to grow. Corey Heffler from the Brookshire Company is with us next.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The Labor Department says last month's inflation rate was at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The Consumer Price Index rose by just 0.1% in May. History happens in Miami this afternoon when former President Trump steps into a federal courtroom to face 37 felony charges dealing with the classified documents he kept at his home. Security is tight as authorities prepare for possible protests around the courthouse. The celebration of the Denver Nuggets NBA championship left 10 people wounded last night as gunfire erupted about a mile from Ball Arena. Three of the 10 victims were seriously hurt. A suspect is in custody. Praise from Hollywood and beyond for actor Treat Williams, who died in an accident near his home in Vermont yesterday. He was thrown from his motorcycle when it hit an SUV. A movie and TV star for nearly 50 years, Treat Williams was 71. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This yesterday, I'm going to say it one more time because I mean it. If you know somebody who's having a baby this summer, there is one gift and one gift only that you need to get for them, and it is a full-length body pillow from the makers at MyPillow, because it's hard to get comfortable. Those of us who have had wives that have gone through that, you know how tough it is to get sleep, especially getting that third trimester. Those body pillows are phenomenal. And you can save big money by going online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. Scott Hennon set that up a long time ago. And how many hundreds of thousands of dollars have our listeners saved by going online to MyPillow? My slippers, as low as $49.98. The sandals, which are great for the beach, the lake, just tooling around the yard, $19.98. You get those specials by going to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 10:33 here on the program. Pleased to be joined in studio by a good friend of mine, Corey Heppel. Corey and I have known each other for forever and ever. It's been so much fun for me to watch his travels and the different things that he's done with his career. He is the Vice President of Communications, Growth, and Strategy at the Brookshire Company, and he's been big in the effort to get people to think about small-town communities and how they can really add to our economy and our quality of life here. Corey, great to see you, buddy.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Steve.
You got it. So I first of all want to ask you, what did you learn from your run for governor last year? It was a short-lived run, and you knew that you had an uphill battle to face. You ran as an independent saying, look, the parties are not serving us well. And I have said that a lot, too. I don't think that the parties are serving the American people well either. You got into it. You got to see some of that inside the ropes. What did you come away from that process learning?
Well, first of all, it's so great to be here, growing up in Perham and then being a Cobber, and so I just have always loved Fargo-Moorhead, and this is really home for me. So I ran for governor of Minnesota as an independent. Not an easy thing to do, especially with the two parties and the money that is backed by them. You're facing an uphill battle. But let me say, I learned so much. I grew. I met so many different people, and the appetite for a third party, it's out there.
I know it is. Absolutely, it is.
Any sort of data that is pulled, studies, 65% of people say, I would be open to a third party. The thing about a third party would do, what it would do, is it would make the Democrats and the Republicans a little bit more accountable. Right now, when you look at the system, it's starting to push and push and push further to the extremes. And I think what Governor Burgum has done very nicely so far, I heard you guys talking about him earlier last segment, but he's positioning himself in that center-right. And that's where I think he has a really good, I actually think he has a really good shot, because I think the appetite is out there. And when you look at the market right now for independent, when I was out there canvassing, meeting with people, the groups that I found, everybody was open to the idea, but they wanted to know that you had a shot. And Governor Burgum, he's got a lot of money. He's got a track record here in the state of North Dakota as, look, what's the number one thing that people are concerned about? It's the economy. And that's what he's hanging his hat on. I think he has a shot here, so it'll be interesting to see. But that's an aside. I learned a lot.
Oh, I love that, though, because I think you're 100% right. It's just that you're dealing with these larger-than-life personalities, and someone like him and Ron DeSantis, who has done a lot of what Doug has done on a bigger stage, that's where it's going to be tough for him. Because if you want an alternative to Donald Trump, and a lot of Republicans do, you've got to go, okay, where am I going to go and put my, you know, push my chips in on where it can stick? And I just don't know that enough people, at least right now, are seeing it that way. That could change.
My advice to Governor Burgum, and now take it for what it's worth, I'm a loser. I lost, right?
Well, so, hey now. We don't use those words around here. You just haven't found that right connection quite yet.
That's right. No, but do not, he knows his core values. Do not sacrifice that. Do not get into the game of trying to be louder, more aggressive, more hate-filled. Do not do that. You will always regret that. Stay who you are. Continue to be who you are, because that is what the American people want. Now, whether the system is ready for it or going to allow it, because there's a lot of other money that is backing these two political parties, and they don't want to see any other voices that right now are outside of this, you know, extreme sort of loud owning the social media algorithms. But do not sacrifice your core values.
How about Minnesota? I'm a proud Minnesotan,
and
I still say that. I have to grit my teeth as I do it now. But what happened in this legislature in this last session, unless you are way left, you look at this thing and you say, we had an $18 billion surplus, and we blew it all. And now we have to recreate an $18 billion surplus and then find a way to pay for the other 40% expansion of government that we just had there. In addition to all the social issues that do not reflect greater Minnesota at all, I think people in Perham, Minnesota are looking at St. Paul and going, what in the heck is happening in our state?
This is the number one problem, and it's not just politics. It's you look at any business, you look at any forward-thinking organization, when you have one opinion and you surround yourself with voices that are an echo chamber and you only have one perspective, then you're starting down the road of getting to solutions that don't reflect everybody, that are unhealthy, making unhealthy decisions. And that's what we have here. You have a Democratic governor, you have a Democratic Senate and House, and they have made sure to fill their rooms with voices that only sound like them.
Mm-hmm.
For sustainable growth, any organization needs to fill a room with different perspectives, different voices, and ultimately, you can choose to go down, as a leader, you can choose to go down any road that you want, but you need to have people that push back and say, you know, have we thought about this fully yet? Have we looked at this angle yet? Because if you fill your room with a bunch of yes people, you end up with what happened.
Yeah, there's no way that they have considered the alternative. Otherwise, you would not pass the family leave bill that they did, because you are going to step on the necks of small businesses. And I know that, well, under 20, you're excluded or whatever, but there's a lot of businesses that are in that 30 to 100 that are saying, 20 weeks of time and I have to pay for it on top of the benefits I've already given to my people. It's just not sustainable. And I heard the note that Pat Garofalo said of, In Wisconsin, they had $60 million of adjusted gross income leave. In Minnesota, they had $1.6 billion leave. You're going to see Minnesota businesses and wealthy people in Minnesota just say, look, I can't continue to be here. And they're going to go places like Texas, Florida, I mean, pretty much anywhere else, because it does not work. The ideas don't work. There's no common sense behind these things.
They've ignored rural Minnesota for a very long time.
100%.
And I see it. I hear it wherever I go, and that's what the work we're doing at the Brookshire Company is. We are bringing those voices to a table and saying, like, look, you need a champion, you need an advocate, and that's what we're doing. Happy to share some of the initiatives.
Let's talk about that. So you got involved in a project not too long ago where you just started talking about the beauty of rural life, and that has led you to think, what do I want to do for a career in that? And this is how you found your way to what you're doing now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and I'll... So the work that we're doing, and let me take it a step back. Like, I grew up watching you. We're not that much different in age. I don't want to make it sound like you.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, but when I was at Pearl, I don't know if you remember this, but in basketball and in baseball, you had me on the highlights. So that
I'm sure you were a stud.
No, I wasn't. So. You must have had the one highlight from each game for me. But that's how we met, because I wanted to be you. Like, I looked up to you, and you've been such a great friend and mentor to me, and really gave me some really good feedback throughout my career that has really helped me throughout. And now I forgot the question. I was too busy.
I was enjoying you talking about how great I am. So Corey went on, by the way, to work at Twin Cities and down in Houston, was it? Doing sports there and made it big. So Corey went way further than I ever did. I just want to know, like, from Perm's standpoint, how did you get to the point where you said, I want to spend my career telling stories about places like Perm?
Thank you. Yeah, it got me back on track. That's what happened in my show. I would get off track and I'd have to be reeled back in. No, so I wanted to be in broadcast journalism for as long as I can remember. 8 years old, it's all I ever wanted to do. In Perm, we had a great mass communications program. Dr. Sandra Reeser-Matthews, Concordia, great program. I was able to learn from you and a bunch of people here in Fargo-Moorhead. My first job here was in Fargo-Moorhead, and then my career took off. I got to CARE 11 and loved it, grateful. I mean, it's a dream come true, right? That's all I ever wanted to do. I was a news anchor, but then in 2017, I felt this whisper, and it was inside, and very spiritual. I'm led by faith, and I couldn't ignore it. I had to be curious, and I explored that, and I met with different people outside of the industry and really felt called to identify my strengths, my weaknesses, start to listen and really discern on what I wanted out of my life, and then what I wanted to use my life for. And what I found was a purpose and my mission. And my mission is to unite urban and rural America. It is to break down those negative stereotypes that may exist. And that's where in 2019, when my hometown in Otter Tail County called and said, hey, look, we have this problem. Nobody looks at us as a place to live and work yet. This isn't, as you know, an unbelievable place. 1,100 lakes here, jobs, great schools, healthcare. How do we do it? If we were to do some tourism videos, nobody's going to really watch those because everybody does those. Do you have an idea? And we put our heads together, and I said, what if we did a docuseries? And what if we started to tell some of those stories that showcase the county, but we do so through an authentic, transparent lens. We will talk about some of the difficult things, but ultimately what we want to do is break down those popular misconceptions about a rural lifestyle, and we'll have that as the underlying theme through the story of I'm turning 40, I have a wife and three young kids, and I am internally debating this. Could we, would we move back home and live a rural lifestyle? It's called Rural by Choice. It's out on YouTube. And it blew up. It blew up.
Well, and through COVID, I think we saw that people started feeling, okay, in the bigger cities, the hand is so strong on top of us, telling us what we have to do. Public health is is running the show for everything. And now, like, is there a way where I can have my job that maybe I work in Minneapolis, but I live in Perm while I do? And a lot of people decided to do that. We're visiting with Corey Heppala, and Corey is here telling us a little bit about this great initiative. We're going to talk about this because this is what our state of Minnesota for sure, probably our country needs from the Brookshire Company. More with Corey as we continue here on What's On Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. The woke agenda, spirited division, open borders, outrageous spending, record debts, $32 trillion, endless propaganda. Our America was meant to ebb and flow, but it seems the limits are increasingly being pushed. Let's get back to our founding principles of hard work, self-responsibility, and flying our statement of freedom, old glory. I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. That's 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Don't forget about the big Flag Day party coming up tomorrow here at Thunder Road.
You going Philly or dog? What are you doing? I'm going Philly.
Man. I think so, too.
Fargo, Philly?
Yeah.
Kidding me?
I'm with you. And I don't know what Chatty Bell Treats is, but
it's like
I'm trying to.
Okay. I think it's ice cream and desserts.
You had me at hello.
Yeah, I think
law enforcement, military, first responders eat free. We're going to do a straw poll for the Republican nomination. Games to go. Get the kids all tired out. Corey, did you bring your young ones with you? Because we can get the young ones tired out tomorrow at the Flag Day party.
I need to. They're at Bible camp this week. So
okay.
They're busy.
Very good.
Sorry.
Flagpole giveaway and more. Thank you to Barron's at Kingpins, Freedom Matters USA, Hanson Runsville Funeral Home, Fargo Air Museum, Thunder Road, Games to Go. All sponsoring that, making that possible. We're visiting with Corey Heppola, and Corey is Vice President of Communications, Growth, and Strategy at the Brookshire Company. Corey's doing a project now for Brookshire Company where he is trying to match up rural and urban populations and have us get to learn about each other and see how we can work together better. What's the number one thing you want to get done on this? Make it simple for us, because what you're talking about is a big discussion.
Well, first off, Steve, thanks so much for having me, because it's just wonderful to catch up with you, but to be home here in Fargo-Moorhead too. So at the Brookshire Company, we're into economic development. That's what we do. In its simplest form. Now, that to your point, is complex. It means a lot of different things. One of the initiatives that we have is called Community Venture Network. It's been around for 30-plus years, but what it does, it works to serve rural communities. And that's what drew me to Brookshire, was this Community Venture Network. What we do is we have rural economic development leaders from all over an 8-state region, including in North Dakota and Minnesota, Iowa, South Dakota. But three times a year, we get them together in a room with businesses who are looking to grow and expand, but have not maybe thought about rural communities and understanding the incentives and the labor, and that these rural communities are going to roll out the red carpet because they want these jobs, they want these businesses. So that's what we're doing. Now, there's a lot to it. We can do the site selection and the labor and the incentives and the commercial real estate, all of those things. But at the core, it is very mission driven, because we want to see these rural communities thriving.
Yeah.
And Minnesota has made it challenging, as we know.
Yeah. We could do a whole hour on that. So tell me how that happens, because in a rural community, let's go to New York Mills, okay? Wonderful town, Lundboats and all that, but communities of that size are not growing right now as they are. So that labor force, maybe everybody in town is already working somewhere and there's not a lot of excess labor to be found because they're moving to some of the bigger cities. Are there enough people in the rural communities to help us grow a business down in Blaine, Minnesota?
There are, but you also bring up a statewide, specifically in Minnesota. North Dakota's done some amazing things. I think about growing up in Perham, and Fargo-Moorhead was the big city, right? But it's completely different today than it was 25 years ago, and that's a credit to many different community leaders here who have seen a future and then created that and been a welcoming community as well.
And a state government that doesn't kill its businesses.
Yeah.
So there's that, too.
And so there was an article in the Star Tribune just a couple of days ago that really frustrated me. I'll put it at that. This reporter from the Star Tribune, now, mind you, has a mostly urban audience, goes to a community in northern Minnesota and says, we got to talk about it. Rural Minnesota's dying. And then in the article writes, I pulled it up here, writes, statewide growth is, I'm sorry, I pulled up the wrong one here.
Well, by the way, this is paragraph 10. This is a little segment we did on this show earlier where within the story you read the headline, okay, and then like paragraph 10 you find the thing that really matters.
Here it is, yeah. Minnesota small towns are in decline. It's hard, but we must talk about it. And then doesn't have any data,
no.
Doesn't source anything, one voice, not a full scope, one town, and then says, oh, by the way, slow growth is a statewide phenomenon.
Hmm.
So how misleading and irresponsible is that? And what is it doing? It's working to divide us rather than unite us. Now,
How about the arrogance, too, of the reporter going up to northern Minnesota?
And then saying, it was a little uncomfortable for me to talk about it. Well, yeah. That's where we come in. We are rural advocates. And what we're doing, you look at like the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce and its work. It did a study and it pointed out that over the last 3 years specifically, now this has been a 25-year downward trend.
Mm-hmm.
That Minnesota is losing people.
Yeah.
We're not growing the way we should. And look, people are citing it. Tax, permitting, all of these different issues, which mm-hmm. are causing these barriers.
Mm-hmm.
85%, they polled businesses. 85% are looking to grow. One-third of them said they plan to leave the state.
Yeah.
So
one-third of them.
It's not just a rural problem. It's a statewide problem.
Corey, got about 30 seconds left. Tell us what we need to know about Brookshire Company. I ought to find out more about what you're doing.
Yeah, look us up, brookshireco.com. Get involved with our community venture network. If you're a rural community out there, we are your advocates. We will help you grow in the ways that you want to grow. And I want to be clear, this is not a us versus them, urban versus a rural. We need to be in this thing together. And that's what we're doing. We're bringing all different voices together. So look us up on LinkedIn or our website and come join.
I think you've got a great message. I think what you're doing needs to be done, and I know you'll be well received in the rural communities. I hope you get that same reception in the urban and suburban communities too, because that's where it may be a tougher slog.
Yeah, thank you, and we are working in North Dakota too. So.
Love that too. Sounds good. Corey Hepler, thanks for being here, my man. Thanks to all of you for listening as well. It's been great being with you here these last couple days. Kev, thanks for keeping her between the lines for us. Have a great day, friend. Charlie Kirk is next.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.